Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos Daf Chaf Vav. We are holding on Daf Chaf Hey. I think we're going to backtrack a little bit to start the sugi again from the first wide line on Daf Chaf Hey. And I guess we'll have to move quickly to try to catch up a little bit. Today's shir is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, Elul Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, as well as by Ken and Marcy Kapel, in memory of Ken's grandfather, Jacob Kapel, whose yahrzeit was Sunday, Yaakov Emanuel Ben Chaim Zev, and Ken's mother, Evelyn Kapel, whose yahrzeit is today, Avigail Bas Chaim Shraga Feivel, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah, and is also sponsored on the occasion of the 19th yahrzeit of Mrs. Jeanette Geitzel, formerly Warsas, I can't pronounce it, I'm sorry, Jeff, you'll have to. Okay, Shendel Bas Shaya Mendel, who is a young girl, saved many lives in Krakow during the Shoah, smuggling children younger than she in and out of the ghetto, sponsored by his son, Mitchell and Jeffrey Geitzeltz of New York. We thank all in the Shem Shavnilia. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is first we're going to have that conversation again. We'll restart that conversation about the connection between Shavuos Ha'edus and Shavuos Bitoy. I mean, Shavuos Ha'edus seems to be a type of Shavuos Bitoy. So to what extent is it that, or to what extent is it a separate category called Shavuos Ha'edus? So that conversation will bring us to the top of Amud Aleph. And then the Gemara is going to explain the Machlokas Tanoim, whether Shavuos Bitoy applies on things in the past. The Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, does Shavuos Bitoy only apply Lahara Lehetiv in the future, or even on things in the past? We're going to explain what that Machlokas is based on. The Gemara is going to have two explanations why Rabbi Shmuel, when faced with what to include in Shavuos Bitoy and what to exclude, decides to include things that are not Lahara Lehetiv, that don't physically help you or harm you, but excludes things that are in the past, meaning one could have easily envisioned going in the reverse. So we're going to have two explanations as to why he chooses to be marbe non-lahara ulehetiv and to be mema'it things from the past from Shavuos Bitoy. The Gemara is then going to exclude other categories of Shavuos from Shavuos Bitoy based on the words in the Pasuk. And then the Gemara is going to discuss cases of Helam Shvua without Helam Chefetz, where we're going to say you're going to be Chayiv for that, and the reverse, Helam Chefetz without Helam Shvua, where we say you're going to be Potter. How do you have a Hechitimtza of each of those cases? And then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, Gemara is going to talk about what is the case where a person is Chayiv Chatos for swearing about the past, and we don't consider that to be an Ones. Chayiv Chatos only happens when you're Shogeg. Probably if you're swearing about the past and you forgot, you just didn't know. So why isn't that an Ones? Why is that a shogeg? Then the Gemara is going to talk about if someone violates his shavua in a desperate situation, is a person going to be chayiv for such a violation? And the final discussion on the daf is a shavua b'machshava. Does a shavua happen? Is a shavua chal when it was only a mental commitment and you never actually verbalized exactly what you wanted to take a shavua on? So let's again go back. Let's begin Amar Abaye on the first wide line of Chafei and Beis. So as we said, Shavuos Ha'edus is a category of Shavua where a person says, I don't know any Edus for you. Turns out he swore that he didn't know Edus. Turns out he did. He's Chayiv a Karbon Olav Yored. It sounds like it's an example of a Shavuos Bitoy. But we're going to see it's not so clear that it's in the category of Shavuos Bitoy. It may be its own separate category. So Amar Abaye. Abaye comments, even though Rav does not require a Shavuos Bitoy to be eligible for future tense and past tense in order to be Chayiv, but Moda Rav Bamel Chaveru Shvua Shanitzar Shani Yodei Lucha Edus Vishtakach Delo Yadlei Depater. Rav does require that it be Balav Vehein, that a Shvuas that a Shvuas Bitoy has to be something that could have been said in the positive or the negative, and equally would have been a Shvuas Bitoy. So Rav is Moda that if you tell someone I'm taking a Shvua that I know Edus for you, and then it turns out that he doesn't know the Edus, he's Potter from a carbon Shavua, I would think, well, wait a second, isn't that a Shavuos Bitoy? Why is he Potter? Well, hol v'leisi b'chal she'en yodei alecha edus. Because had he said it in the negative, had he taken a Shavua that he doesn't know edus, and it turns out that he did, that wouldn't be a Shavuos Bitoy. He'd be chayiv, but that would be a separate Shavua. That's called Shavuos Ha'edus. So therefore, this Shavuos Bitoy is not belav v'hein, and Rav requires that it be something that's belav v'hein. By saying Shavua she'ani yodei l'cha edus, that sounds like a shvuos bitui. But shvuos she'eini yodei l'cha edus would not be a shvuos bitui, it would be a shvuos ha'edus. And Rav says that's enough to disqualify shvuos she'ani yodei l'cha edus from the category of shvuos bitui. Then Abaye says, and I'll give you other cases of shvuos bitui that relate to edus, but aren't really a shvuos ha'edus and are subject to the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. A person who takes a shvuos yadati velo yadati, a shvuos that I knew edus or a shvuos that I didn't know edus for you. So, and we're just, and he's just stam shooting the breeze. It's not an edus that's required right now, and therefore it's not a shvuos ha'edus. He's just stam talking, and he's saying that I knew or I didn't know. So machlokas, whether he's chayiv for lying about that is machlokas Rav and Shmuel, because do you need a shvuos bitui to be something that's bilusha avar and bilahaba? Because such a shvuos would not apply lahaba. It would not apply if you were to formulate in the future, because one cannot take a shvuah that I will know edus for you. That's not a shvuah's bitui, that's just a shvuah shav, because you have no idea whether you're going to know edus for somebody. And if you took a shvuah shalo edalcha edus, that I will not know edus for you, that's not up to you either, because sometimes you're going to know things that you don't want to know. Sometimes you just witness something, you see something, so it's not up to you. Or he'aditi velo he'aditi machlokas. A person takes a shvuah that I testified or that I did not testify, that's also machlokas Rav and Shmuel, because such a shvuah would not have a parallel in the world of lahaba, in the world of the future, because you cannot take a shvuah that I will testify, because that's a shvuah to be mekayim a mitzvah. Such a shvuah is not going to be chal. You cannot take a shvuah that I will not testify, because then you're being taking a shvuah to be mevatel a mitzvah, and that's for sure not going to be chal. So that would also be subject to the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So says Gemara, Bishlam l'Shmuel damer milsa delay say b'la'ba lo mechayv alei l'sha'avar. I understand very well, according to Shmuel, that if there's no way to formulate this shvuah about the future tense in a way that it would be considered a shvuah's bitoy, then even when it's in the past tense, it also would not be considered a shvuah's bitoy. So then l'hachi afka rachmana. That's why the Torah says l'shvuah's edus mechal shvuah's bitoy. That's why you need a separate din called shvuah's edus that you're chayiv, even though it's not going to be subject to lahaba, meaning shvuos edus is about testimony that I'm swearing I don't know. So that's not shaykh to say lahaba. Ooh, so I understand why the Torah has to tell me shvuos edus that you're gonna that you're gonna be chayiv for shvuos edus, even though it's not shaykh lahaba. Because had I just kept shvuos edus as part of the category of shvuos bitui, well then I wouldn't be chayiv for shvuos edus because it's not shaykh lahaba. But according to Rav, that even by shvuos bitui, you don't need it to be shayich lahaba, l'may hilchsaf karachmana. Well, then why does the Torah have to make a separate category called shvuos edus? Just keep it as part of shvuos bitui. Even by shvuos bitui, you don't need it to be l'shavar ulahaba. So shvuos edus doesn't break any new ground, according to Rav. So Amrur Rabban Kameda Abaye, the Chum said, in front of Abaye, the answer is, the fact that the Torah designates a separate parsha for shvuos edus is a chiyuvei leitarti. Every case of shvuos edus is shvuos bitui, but if you violate it in a shvuos edus kind of way, you chayiv two karbanos. So Amar Lahu, so Abaye says back, Tarti lo matzisu amrisu. No way. There's no way you could be chayiv two karbanos for one shvuah. D'tanya, because after all, the Braisa says in the parsha of Oluv Yorid, it says la'achas me'ela. So we learn from there la'achas atam mechayiv yatam mechayiv shtayim, that you're only chayiv if you take a shvuah that includes two different types of shvuah, a shvuos bitui and a shvuos edus, you cannot be chayiv two karbanos. You can only be chayiv one karban. So we're back to our question. Why is it that the Torah would, according to Rav, why is it that the Torah has to make this category called shvuos edus? Every shvuos edus is a shvuos bitui. Now, according to Abaye, who rejected the answer that his Talmidim gave, how does he understand, why does the Torah have to identify shvuos edus separately from shvuos bitui? So Abaye answers, the Torah identifies it separately l'chadetanya, for what we learn in the following brisa, bikulon by all averos that are mentioned in the parsha of Korban Olah v'Yoreid, meaning shvuos bitui and tumas mikdash kedushav, ne'emar v'helam, v'nelam, it says v'nelam, that you did an avera b'shogeg, you forgot something. But v'kan, by shvuos ha'edus, which is also included in the parsha of Olah v'Yoreid, lo ne'emar v'nelam, l'chayv al-amezit k'shogeg, it doesn't say v'nelam to teach me that you chayv even if you do it b'me, b'mezid. So a person takes a shvuos ha'edus and he's lying b'mezid. He's chayiv a karban, just like if he did it b'shogeg. So that we would not have known had it just been part of shvuos b'toy, because shvuos b'toy is only going to be chayiv a karban when it's shogeg. So that's why the Torah had to identify shvuos edus separate from shvuos b'toy. So Amar Leh Rabbanan Abaye, the Rabbanan said to Abaye, Eima b'mezid mechayiv chada b'shogeg mechayiv tarti. Okay, but maybe if you took a shvuos edus b'mezid, you're chayiv one karban, because you cannot be chayiv a shvuos b'toy if you took it b'mezid. But if you did it b'shogeg, maybe you should be chayiv two karbanos, one for shvuos b'toy, one for shvuos edus. So Amar Leh Hus, lav haynu da'amri la'achas, achas atam mechayiv yatam mechayiv shtayim. Didn't I tell you there's a drasha that you cannot be chayiv two karbanos? And vi'i b'mezid mi'ikatarti. Now, that wouldn't be shayich about a case of mezid, because by a case of mezid, you're not even eligible for chiyuv on shvuos b'toy. So it must be talking about a case of shogeg, that even in the case of shogeg, where by all rights you should be in violation of both shvuos edus and shvuos b'toy, you're still only going to be chayiv one karban. So Rava disagrees with Abaye, and he explains differently why someone takes a shvuos edus is not going to be chayiv an additional karban for shvuos b'toy. Rava Amar Rava says, no, it's not from la'achas me'ela, that if you take a shvuos edus, that you're only going to be chayiv one and not both for shvuos edus and shvuos b'toy. The reason you're chayiv twice is mishum tahav a davar shebechlal v'yata lidon b'davar achadash ein l'chaba el chidush b'lvad. This is one of the midas shatar and drashas ben, that anything that was shahayu b'chlal v'yata lidon b'davar achadash yata yachal achziru l'chal yata yachal yana kazvul l'chal b'feirush. And that's exactly what's going on over here, that here you have shvuos edus was part of the general category of shvuos b'toy, but then we made specific criteria about shvuos edus, that it only applies in Beis Din, it only applies if you're kosher le'edus, so therefore it's in l'chaba el chidusha, we view it as a separate din that's no longer part of the general category of shvuos b'toy, and that's why you're not chayiv separately for shvuos b'toy on a shvuos edus. So says Mar Mechlal, from Rava we see that Abaye disagrees. The Abaye savar, that Abaye holds not like Rava, that shvuos edus is viewed as a separate category and is totally independent of shvuos b'toy. Apparently, the way Abaye learns, isa l'shvua bi'olam, that when you say, I don't know any edus, that is also a shvuos b'toy. It's just that technicality, la'achas me'ela, you can't be chayiv two karbanos, but it is a violation of both shvuos edus and shvuos b'toy. But v'amar Abaye, didn't Abaye say, moder rav b'amar l'chaver shvuos sha'ani yodea l'cha edus, v'shtakach t'loyed le'depater hol v'leisei be'eni yodea l'cha edus? But wait, didn't we start this whole shir today by telling us that Abaye says Rav is going to be moda, that if you take a shvua that I yes know edus for you, and it turns out that you don't, you're pater on a shvuos b'toy, because had it been in the reverse, had you said that you don't know edus, that wouldn't be a shvuos b'toy, that would only be a shvuos edus. But according to what you Abaye are telling me right now, every shvuos edus is a shvuos b'toy, so it would be a shvuos b'toy in both directions. It would be a shvuos b'toy when you say ani yodei alecha edus. It would be a shvuos b'toy if you say eini yodei alecha edus. So if it's a shvuos b'toy in both directions, then why would you not be chayiv? So says Gemara, you're right. Abaye must have changed his mind from the line that we started today's year with, from the Moda Rav line, and he taka holds that Shvuos Ha'edus is part of Shvuos B'toy, and therefore, if you say Shvuah that Ani Yodea L'Cha'edus, Chayiv, that's actually Shvuos B'toy, because it is Belav Vehein. It could work in both directions. V'Bayasema, or we could be Miyashiv, Chad Minay Rav Papa Amara, that this is not a stira in Rav, because one of stira in Abaye, rather, because one of these statements was not said by Abaye, it was said by Rav Papa. Tosus points out Rav Papa was a Talmud Muvak of Abaye and Rava, and he took over after them. He became the Gadol Adar, and when he would teach the Talmidim, they would never know if he was saying his own teachings, or he was saying something from Abaye, or he was saying something from Rava. So a lot of times he said something, and they said, oh, Rava must have held this way, or Abaye must have held this way. But it wasn't. It was something. Sometimes it was his own. It was his own stuff. Sometimes people themselves, when they're a very close Talmud of a Gadol, they themselves don't remember if it's something they heard from the Rebbe. There are many places in Rav Shechter Svarim where he writes "Kemeduma Sheshamati Mehagritz Alveichik." I'm not sure. Meaning, at some point it all fuses together. This is the corpus of my knowledge, and I don't know. So that's the. That's why they may have thought that Abaye said it. Okay, period. That ends that discussion. Then we have Rabbi Shmuel Amarinu Chayiv El Alas Lavo. That Rabbi Shmuel holds that you're only going to be Chayiv for future, for Shavuos about the future, but not about the past, because it says Laharau Lahetiv. So that's about the future. Whereas Rabbi Kiva disagreed. Rabbi Kiva said you can be Chayiv for Shavuos Bitui, even if it's about something that happened in the past. So Tanu Rabban, we have a Brice that says as follows. Laharau Lahetiv, Pasuk says that a Shavuos Bitui is about doing good or doing bad, meaning doing something that's a pleasure to you or a harm to you in the future. So I would only know that you're chayiv for shavuos bitui if it's about something that's either a deprivation of yourself or an indulgence. How do I know something that just doesn't matter one way or the other? It doesn't harm you or help you. It's just you're throwing a rock into, you're saying, I swear I'm going to throw a rock into the ocean. So how do I know that's also called shavuos bitui? Tamalomar o nefesh kisi shava levate b'sfasayim. So it's a rebound. And therefore, we're marbe even things that are not laharau lehetiv. But ain liyala lahaba, I only see from the pasuk that it relates to things in the future. L'sha'avra minayin. How do I know that shavuos bitui could be even about past tense? Tamalomer l'kol asher yivatei adam b'shavua div Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says we're marbe it from the pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel lomer laharau lehetiv lahaba. Rabbi Shmuel says no, laharau lehetiv is only about future tense. Anything past tense is not included in shavuos bitui. So Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, well, then I would only know about things that have hatava v'ara, things that do not have hara v'atava. It changes the order probably to try to be more positive. When we say that it does have, we say hatava first. When we say it doesn't have, we say hara first. But how do I know that those things are that even about throwing a rock into the ocean could also be a shavuos bitui? Some Lord Rabbi Shmuel said, well, mi riboy akasuv. It's a riboy in the pasuk. It says l'kol asher yivatei adam b'shavua. So Amalur Rabbi Kiva says, well, once you're using a riboy in the pasuk, im riba kasav lekach, riba kasav lekach. So just like the riboy in the pasuk tells you that that shavuos bitui applies to things that are not hara v'atava, the riboy in the pasuk should tell you that it applies even to things that are lisha avar as well. And so how come you insist that it's only about things in the future? So Shaper come to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva seems to have a pretty good point. How's Rabbi Shmuel going to defend himself? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explains that they're arguing about the Midrash Hatar and Dreshes Ben. Rabbi Shmuel, Shashime, Shes Rabbi Nuchani Ben Akadosh, Ayodosh, Kalatur, Kulu, Beklal, Prat, Iunami, Dorsh, Beklal, Prat. Rabbi Kiva, Shimish, Nachmish, Gamzu, Shayodosh, Kalatur, Kulu, Peribo, Miet, Iunami, Dorish, Ribo, Miet. That they're arguing about when you have a general term, a specific term, and a general term, do we view that as Klal, Prat, Uklal, and yet to done Ella, Ke'en, HaPrat? Or do we view it as riboy miyat riboy, and therefore we're marba hakol, and we only exclude the one thing that's in the miyut? So my Rabbi Kiva didarsh riboy miyutay. What is the drush of Rabbi Kiva where he darshens riboy miyutim? How does that work out over here? How does that play out in these psukim bashuvas bitui? Detanya, because the brisa elaborates on the psukim. It says o nefesh kisi shava. So that's riba. That sounds like any type of shvua. La harau lehetiv miyate. That's a very specific type of shavua, that it's to indulge yourself or to deprive yourself in the future. Then it says l'kol asher yivatei ha'adam chazav riba. That's l'kol asher yivatei. That's anything. So riba miyot riba, riba hakol. So any type of shavua is including shavuos bitui. My riba, riba kol mili, everything. Umay miyot, what's it excluding when it says l'ara le'etiv? Miyot var mitzvah. It's coming to be memayit. Someone who takes a shavua that he's not going to eat matzah on Pesach or something like that. That you should be memayit from a carbon more than anything else. Because he's taking a shvua about something that's impossible. He's taking a shvua shav. Rashi points out, really, he's being made any shvua shav, any shvua that it could be made ala Evan Shuzov or whatever, Amud Shal Evan Shuzov. The point is, this is just an example of a shvua shav. But everything that's not a shvua shav is included shvuos bitui, whether it's about past tense or future tense, and whether it's about hatava v'hara or not about hatava v'hara. That's the way Rabbi Akiva learns. For Rabbi Shmuel darsh klal uprat. Rabbi Shmuel darshens it using the methodology of klal uprat. Oh, nefesh kisi shava levat v'sasayim klal la hara lehetiv prat lekol asher yivatei adam chazav v'kolal. klal prat klal yetzadan ella ke'ein haprat. So what we're including in the parsha of Shavuos Bitoy are things that are similar to lahara, but not necessarily only things identical to lahara lahetiv. Ma prat meforish lahaba af kol lahaba. Just like a prat, the lahara lahetiv is clearly about future tense. Any Shavuos Bitoy is going to have to be about the future. So hani klal lasuya afil dvarm shein ben aravatava that lahaba. So the klal are there to include even things that are not harav atava, they're not a deprivation of the person or an indulgence of the person, but as long as they are lahaba and ahani prat lemutei afil dvarm sheish ben harav atava l'sha'avar. But the prat is telling me that even if it is harav atava, if it's about the past tense, it's excluded. So that's how Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel each get their drasha. So it turns out that Rabbi Shmuel is faced with a choice. He's going to include something in Shavuos Bitoy and exclude something from Shavuos Bitoy. And there were two factors. Do I include that which is even not lahara lehetiv and exclude that which is in the past? Or do I include both past and future and exclude that which is not lahara lehetiv? And he made a choice that included in Shavuos Bitoy are even things that are not lahara lehetiv, but excluded from Shavuos Bitoy is anything in the past. So says Mar Epechana, how do you make that choice? Maybe it should be the opposite. Maybe he should have said that Shavuos Bitoy includes anything in the future and in the past, but excludes anything that's not lahara lehetiv. It's got to be an indulgence or a deprivation. Throwing a rock into the ocean shouldn't be part of Shavuos Bitoy. Maybe that should have been how he went with these drashas. He had to exclude something, include something. So two answers. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Dumya de lahara lehetiv, Mishi Isura Mishum Bal Yachal Dvaro. That has to be similar to lahara lehetiv in the type of Isser that only when the Isser is as a result of Bal Yachal Dvaro, where it's a chilul of the dibur that happens through your maisim, because your dibur is about what you will do, and then when you do it, you are now being mechalal that previous dibur. Yatzazo, as opposed to if the shvur was about the past tense, then the yisur is not about being bal yachal dvaro. It's not about taking past words that you said and now making them false. It's about just saying false words. At the time that you, if it's about the past tense and you said, oh, I did this, and you didn't, at the very moment that you're saying it, it's already a lie. So that's why it's excluded. Rabbi Yitzchak Baravina says, no, there's a special limud that teaches us not to include not to include past tense, only to include future. Damar Kalk, because the pasuk says, "O nefesh kisi shava levate b'sfasayim misha shvua kodemes lebitoy." It has to be that shvua comes before the maisa of the bitoy, that you say the shvua prior to doing the maisa. Velosha bitoy kodemes lemaisa kodemes leshvua, and not where the maisa of the bitoy comes before the shvua. So yatzazeh achalti velo achalti sha maisa kodem leshvua. As opposed to a shvua about the past tense, the maisa about which you're testifying about came prior to the shvua, and therefore that's excluded from the parsha of Shavuos Bitoy. Good, so now the Gemara brings a brisa that's going to darshan the rest of the pasuk, right? We now have this klal prat klal, ribu mi ribui, and now we understand the machlokes of Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, but the pasuk goes on. So Tanu Rabbanan, the brisa darshans, pasuk says, ha'adam b'shvua. What does that teach me? Prat la'anus, that a person needs to be an adam at the time of the shvua, which means he has to have his full mind and focus at the time of the shvua, as opposed to where it was an anus that he thought what he was saying was true, but it turned out that it wasn't true, meaning he didn't realize that it wasn't true. He's not going to be chayv b'shem shvus bitoy. Vinelam prat lemezid. Not only that, vinelam teaches me he's not going to be chayv a carbon if he did it b'mezid. Mimenu shenasal mimenu shvua. That vinelam mimenu means that he forgot his shvua and that's why he violated it. So yachal, you might think that he's chayv even when he didn't forget his shvua. That it's just that he forgot about the object about which he took the shvua, but he didn't forget the shvua. Tamalomer b'shvua v'nelam al helam shvua chayvenu chayv al helam chayfetz. He's going to be chayv if he forgot about the shvua, not if he forgot about the object upon which he took the shvua. Which, don't worry, we're going to explain what any of this means. What does it mean, forgetting the shvua, not the object? Forgetting the object did not the shvua. So Amar ha'adam shvua. We just said ha'adam shvua prat la'anus. That if it was an ones, then he's not chayiv for shvuas bitui. Say chidami. What exactly is the case? Kid the Rav Kahana of Ravasi, like the case of Rav Kahana Ravasi, that apparently regularly when they were learning in Rav's base medrash, they would chazur over shir together. They were chavrusas, I guess. So they'd chazur over Rav shir together. And Mar Amar shvuas adachi Amar Rav. I'm so sure I heard Rav correctly. A shvua that this is what Rav said. Umarim, and the other one said, no, you're crazy. Shvuas adachi Amar Rav. He didn't say that. I take a shvua that Rav said the other way. So kiasal kamed Rav. Rav was still around. They were able to go and ask him. So they went to Rav. So Amar kichad minayu. Invariably, he would say one of them was right and the other one was wrong. Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I didn't say. So I'm like, itach, the other one would say, vana b'shikrish tavai. Uh-oh, I took a shvua sheker now because I swore that I heard otherwise. So I'm like, Rav said to him, libcha nascha. Nah, it was an ones because you thought you were saying the truth. So therefore, it's not a violation of a shvua. Tosus and the Ritva say, not a violation at all. Nothing to worry about. It was an ones. Yeah, you really thought you were saying the truth. And Shuvas HaRashi says, no, it's an avera of a shvua b'shogeg. It's just that you're putter from a karban. Really? It's all about being putter from a karban? There were no karbanos in the days of Rav. So what are they worried about? Because they used to mark down every time they were chayiv a karban to remember that when the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt that they're going to bring a karban. So they needed to know, should I put in my little karban notebook that I'm going to be chayiv a karban? That's the way the Rosh learns in a tshuva. So we had said in this price of v'nelem imenu shenesal imenu shvua yachl shenesal imenu chayfetz tam lom b'shvua v'nelem imenu al helm shvua chayvenu chayv al helm chayfetz. We had this distinction between forgetting about the shvua versus forgetting about the chayfetz. So machu alei b'marava. In Eretz Yisrael, they made fun of this brisa. They said, what is this even talking about? Bishlam shvua mishkachas lo below chayfetz. I get how you could forget about the shvua and not forget about the chayfetz. What would be the case? Kigon da'amar shvua shelo ochel paschitin. You took a shvua that you're not going to eat wheat bread. Uksavar sheochel ka'amar. But you thought that you had taken the shvua that you will eat wheat bread. Dishvasi inshi chavtsa dechir. You remember that it was a shvua about wheat bread, so you remember about the chayfetz, but you don't remember the shvua. You thought the shvua was that you will eat, when in fact the shvua was that you will not eat. So that's a case where you forget the shvua, but you remember the object about which the shvua was taken. And the chayfetz below shvua hechidami. But what would be a case where you forget the object, but you remember the shvua? What? You're going to say that it's a case of a shvua that I will not eat wheat bread. And then you accidentally thought that you took a shvua on barley bread. Because you remember that you took a shvua, but you forgot which object the shvua was on. Well, that doesn't make sense. If you forgot which object the shvua was on, that means you forgot your shvua. Because that's the whole basis of the shvua, that you take a shvua about something. So if you don't remember what the thing was about, that means you don't remember your shvua. So Ella Amar Ablazar Davida Achasi. So Ablazar says, you're right. Helam chayfetz, helam shvua, it's all the same. And therefore, you're never going to have a case where you forget about the chayfetz and remember the shvua. So you have to say that that part of the brayse is just inaccurate, and it was added on by some mistaken Talmud who threw on an extra line onto the brayse. It's just off. So Maskar of Yosef, Alma, Chayvetz b'lashvua lo mishkachsa. Rav Yosef said, wait, not so fast. You're telling me that there's no such thing as helam chayvetz without a helam shvua? I could come up with a case. V'mishkachsa k'gon damar shvua shlo ochel paschitin. What if a guy takes shvua that I'm not going to eat wheat bread? V'hoshit yado l'sal litol pas sa'orin v'also biyado shalchitin. He sticks his hand into the basket to pull out a pas sa'orin, which he's allowed to eat. He pulls out paschitin by accident. But he thinks it's a pasa orim. So he thinks that this object in his hand is not a violation of his shvua, when in fact it is a violation of his shvua, and he remembers exactly what his shvua was. V'achala, and then he eats it. He remembers exactly what his shvua was. It was against paschitin. But he didn't realize that the item he was eating was paschitin. He thought it was pasa orim. Isn't that a perfect example of remembering the shvua and forgetting the chayfetz? Abai says back to Rabbi Yosef, klum chayavus lekarban ella amay detavus biyadei. He's only you're only want to be mechayev him a karban for the thing that he's holding in his hand. Helam shvuahu and legabe that pas that's in his hand. It's a helam shvua that he thought that he never took a shvua on the pas that's in his hand, but in fact he did take a shvua on the pas that's in his hand. So that's a helam shvua. So don't tell me you're not going to find a case of helam chayfetz without a helam shvua. So the Gemara says lishnachrina another lashon of how Abaye rejected Rav Yosef that Amrele Abaye Rav Yosef sof carbon to kamaisi alo dahai pas mias that you bring a carbon it's for that pas that you're holding in your hand and therefore helam shvuahu that's not considered a helam chayfetz that's considered a helam shvua because he thought that he did not take a shvua on this pas but he did take a shvua on the pas unclear what the lishnachrina is adding it's the same dechia it's the same thing some don't have the girsa of lishnachrina because it's just it really is saying the same thing. Rav Yosef Amalach, Rav Yosef would respond, no, given the chiyadalei the chitinu, since had he known that it was chitin in his hand, parish minei, he would not have eaten it. So you see that he remembers his shvua, and therefore helam chayfetz, that's considered helam chayfetz, and remembering the shvua. So therefore Rav Yosef thinks, I think I have a good example of a case of helam chayfetz and remembering the shvua. I don't think that's called helam shvua. He if he knew what the chefza was, he would not eat it because he knows exactly what his shvua is. What if a guy forgot that the shvua? He forgot that he took a shvua not to eat pas chitim, and he doesn't realize that what he's holding is pas chitim and not pas saorim. So mahu? We just say he's chayiv because it's helam shvua. Or we just say that it's that he's potter because it's helam chayfetz. So amalei hare helam shvua biyado v'chayiv. Well, it's a helam shvua, so he's got to be chayiv. Well, adrabah hare helam chayfetz biyado v'potter. But it's also a helam chayfetz, so therefore maybe he should be potter. So amar Ravashi chazinon. We have to look at it at the case. If he'd be porish because of the shvua, meaning if you tell him, remember you took a shvua not to eat pas chitim, and that would stop him from eating what's in his hand, then hare helam shvua biyado v'chayiv. Then it's a helam shvua he's going to be chayiv. But imachmas chayvetz kaparish, if you would tell him the pas in your hand is chitim, and they don't remind him about the shvua, he would not eat it. Hare helam chayvetz biyado v'pater. Then that's considered helam chayvetz and his pater. So amalei ravina l'ravashi klum parish mishvua elam mishum chayvetz. When they let him know that about the shvua and he doesn't do the avera, obviously it's because he realized what the chayfetz is, and that's why he didn't eat it. And klum parish mechayfetz, when they tell him what the chayfetz is, if he doesn't eat it, it's elam mishum shvua. It's obviously because he then remembers the shvua as well. El lo shna. So there's no nafkamina which hoda'a would cause him not to eat it, because it's only the combination of both sets of knowledge that would actually cause him not to eat it. And therefore, regardless, he's going to, it's when it's helam shneim, the way Rashi learns, he's going to be pater. Okay. Rav raises the following shaila from Rav Nachman. Ezu yishiga shavuos bitoy lishaavar. What's the case of a shogeg of a shavuos bitoy on the past tense? If he knows at the time that he takes a shvua that what he's saying is not true, mezid hu. And we said mezid is not chayiv shvuos bitui. And he delo yada. And if he doesn't know what he's saying is not true, then that's like the talmidim of Rav swearing about what Rav said. Onosu, that's an ones. That's not a shogig. So what's the case of a shogig about a past tense? So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said back to Rava, I'll tell you the case. Bomer yodea nisha shvua zo asura. A guy says, I know that this shvua to say false is asur. Avleini yodeim chayev nala karban alav. Meaning he knows that he's lying, and in that sense he's mazid, but he didn't realize that you chayev a karban for that. So that's considered a shogig. So keman, kemunva zamer shugas karban shema shugaga. That's assuming like a particular shita of a particular Tana, who holds that when you know that what you're doing is wrong, you know that you're violating Avera, but you just don't know that you're Chayiv a Karban, that's called the Shogeg. But what about the Chacham who disagree and say that's not called the Shogeg? So it says, I feel the Tamer Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan would agree, in our case, it's called the Shogeg. Because I can't plead Rabbanan lay the Munvaz al Bakal Tarukula. The Rabbanan disagree with Munvaz and Kala Tarukula, and they hold that if you just don't know the penalty, that's called the Mezid. The Lav Chidish. chiddush hu, because kol ha'tara kula doesn't have a unique chiddush. Aval hacha, but in the world of shvuos bitoy, the chiddush hu, where the very fact that you're chayav a carbon at all is a chiddush, the bekol ha'tara kula ashkan lav the maisi carbon. In the kol ha'tara kula, you're only chayav a carbon on something that's chiv kares if you do it b'mezid. By shvuos bitoy, it's not a chiv kares if you do it b'mezid. It's just a lav if you do it b'mezid, and yet you're still chayav a carbon. The alfin me avodah zara, because in kol ha'tara kula we learn from avodah zara that just like avodah zara is dona kares, and therefore it's carbon b'shogeg. So too, kol ha'tara kula is only things that you chayav kares. V'achamaisi, and yet by shvuos bitoy, even though it's not kares if you do it b'mezid, it's still chayav a carbon, and therefore afilu rabbanu modu, even the rabbanu gemi modu to munbas that a shigas carbon is called a shogeg, because the whole notion of the carbon in the area of shvuos bitoy is yumangis chiddush. So shigas carbon is going to be called the shogeg if you just didn't know that you're chayav a carbon. What if you take a shvua not to eat a particular kikar, and then it's pikuach nefesh, you need to eat it, you're going to die without it. So is that, are you chayiv a carbon for that? So mistakin, lishu lemar, what are you talking about? Of course, it's pikuach nefesh. That, of course he's not going to be chayiv. Ela mitzta'er. No, the case is, he's just very, very hungry, that even if he would have remembered his shvua, he would have eaten this kikar b'mezid. But he forgot the shvua, vachal b'shiga shvua, and he ate it, having forgotten about the shvua, mai. So is he chayiv a carbon in that case? Rava said back to Ravina, Tanina, we have a brisa. Shav mi yediyaso. If had he known about the shavua, he would have refrained from this activity, then maybe carbon al shigaso. Then he brings a carbon when he for the shogig of not remembering the shavua. But lo shav mi yediyaso, had even knowing about it would not have caused him to change his behavior at all, well then ain't maybe carbon al shigaso. Then you don't bring a carbon for the shogig. And this guy, even had he remembered the shavua, he was so hungry he was going to eat this kikar anyway, and therefore he's put from a carbon. That's not called the shogeg, that's called the mezid. Amar Shmuel, gomer belibo, tzarech shiyotzi b'svasav. So Shmuel comments, if a person makes a mental commitment, he still has to verbalize it in order for it to be a shvua. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, levate v'svasayim, that you need to say it. Meisvei, so they ask, well, we have a brisa that talks about shvua where it says, b'svasayim v'lo b'lev. But gomer belibo, minayin, how do I know that if you're gomer belibo, that a full mental commitment counts? Tamalomar l'chol asher yivatei adam b'shvua. So it's telling me that even gomer belibo works as a shvua. It says, what did that price just say? Hagufa kasha. You just were so to yourself, minayu bei. Amrit b'svasayim v'lo b'lev. First you said, that's got to be with the lips, it cannot be in the heart. And then v'hadar amr, gomer belibo minayin. And then the very next line you said, and how do I know that even gomer belibo is good enough? Well, which it's not good enough. So what are you talking about? Some Rav Sheshes is halo kasha. No, that's not a stira in that brisa, because hachi kamer. This is what the brisa meant to say. Bisvasayim velo shagamar beliba lahotzi bisvasa velo hotzi. That if you make a mental commitment to say something and then you end up not saying it, that's not a shvua. Meaning in your mind, what you decided to do was to say, and you didn't say, that's not a shvua. But gamra b'libo stam, if you never thought you were ever going to say anything, you just mentally committed to do something. Gamra b'libo stam, minayin, how do I know that such a shvua actually can be chal? There was no plan to speak. It was only about gamra b'libo. So tamalomer l'chol asher yevate, el l'shmuel kasha. But Shmuel, we have a problem with, because Shmuel says that a shvua cannot be chal b'machshava. But here we see that it can be chal b'machshava. So am rav sheshes tritz ve'imahachi. We have to be metarit as follows. Bisvasayim v'lo shagamra b'liba lahotzi. That bisvasayim means that having committed in your heart to say something is not enough. Paschitin, I'm sorry, v'lo shagamra b'liba lahotzi paschitin v'hotzi pasaorin. Not a case where you committed to say paschitin and you accidentally just said the wrong word and you said pasaorin. That doesn't count as a shvua at all. But if you decided in your mind that you wanted to take a shvua on paschitin, and the words that came out of your mouth were just pas, and you never got more specific than that, minayin, how do I know that asr is paschitin? So tamalomra l'kol asher yivatei adam. That's l'kol asher yivatei adam, meaning if your shvua, the words of your shvua were simply not specific enough, that's considered a shvua, as long as you were gomer belibo, what specifically you meant. So meisve, they ask, well, we have a brisa that about a person takes an edda to bring a carbon. Say, I would only know that if you verbally commit to the karban. How do I know that even gamar blibo? Tamlomer kol nediv lev. So don't you see that even without saying a word, you're going to be chayiv in the neder? So it's a kashon Shmuel says mar shani hasam tosiv kol nediv lev. That's by a neder where it says nediv lev. So there's a special ribo in the pasuk that gamar blibo was enough by a neder. But Shmuel saw that by a shvua never says lev by a shvua, and therefore lev is not enough for a shvua. So v'nigmar mina, but why can't I derive the dinim of shvua from nidrei hagdish with the mematzinu? So mishum David truma kachem shnei ksuvin aban keachad, because it's beferish in two different psukim by truma the melachas hamishkan kol nediv lev heviu, and by kachem where it says v'kol nediv lev olos. So you see that it's shnei ksuvin aban keachad v'kol shnei ksuvin aban keachad ein melamdin. And the rule is that whenever the Torah tells me a chiddush in two places, it's those are the exception, and everywhere else is the rule. So those are the exception where lev matters, but by shvua lev does not matter. Well, hanich l'man yamar ein melamdin. That's if that's what you hold, that shneik suv ban kachar is ein melamdin. El man yamar melamdin ma'ik lememru. What if you hold shneik suv ban kachar is yes melamdin? Have a chulin mikachim, chulin mikachim lo gamrinan. Now, shvua has nothing to do with hagdish. It's a chulin matter. Nidrei hagdish and trumas to the base of mikdash, that's all kachim related matters. And therefore, I cannot derive a din of chulin from a din of kachim. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up on the top of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Have a good day, everybody.